Denmark's parliament has approved a law allowing same-sex couples to have church weddings in the state-controlled Lutheran church. The law allows individual ministers to refuse to perform the ceremonies, but they cannot refuse to have the celebration in their church buildings. Denmark has allowed the registration of same-sex civil partnerships since 1989 and legalized gay marriage in 1997. The Bishop of Copenhagen, Chesla Kosen, told Charles Collins that the new law is causing controversy within the Lutheran church.
In the Lutheran church itself, it has caused a lot of turmoil. Although the majority is in favor, be it also on various levels and with various differences, a significant minority is very much disappointed, to put it mildly. And of course, many are talking about a split in the church. I doubt that it will be a great split because there have been controversies in Lutheran church before. But I think this time the topic is so important and delicate that it may be more difficult to foresee the consequences in the long run.
This decision was made by a government ministry because the Lutheran Church is the state church. Has this caused any controversy about the establishment of the church in Denmark? Are there any calls to disestablish it, as they have in other Scandinavian countries?
Yes, but this has been mentioned independently of this law. But of course, this initiative from the government may enhance those efforts striving for disestablishment. But many people who are against the same-sex law will still be interested in maintaining the bond to the state. But definitely it will fuel the discussion regarding disestablishment.
Are there any fears that other churches, including the Catholic Church and other faith communities, for example, Muslims or Jews, that the law might one day try to force other religions to allow same-sex marriages on their premises?
Well, one never knows. And indeed, there have been voices who suggested that this law should be obligatory to everybody. But in the process, we have been very eager in finding out and also mentioning that whether this law should oblige everybody. And we have been assured by the minister that this will not be obligatory for non-Lutheran denominations, as it is not obligatory, for the moment at least, for pastors in the Lutheran Church who want to opt out.